Hey, Sam.
Hey, sorry about that, Scott. We're having some phone issues. They keep dropping out on me.
No problem. I was able to hear you, but I guess you couldn't hear me.
Yeah, that's what's been happening. We're trying to get that fixed, but we're just dealing with it for the time being. All right. So, yeah, looks like I got the application. I just wanted to go over kind of, you know, a few things, see exactly what we're looking for here.
Sure.
Now, the name of the business, is it ElectroFit LLC?
Yeah, that's the entity, I guess you will. And it does business as OxyFit Gym, OxyFit Gym, GYM.
Oh, okay. Okay, perfect. Perfect. I had two separate files. I just wanted to make sure it's one and the same. That's what it looked like on the application. You got a DBA. All right. Okay, so yeah, you know, why don't you tell me a little bit about kind of what exactly you're looking for, and I'll try to point you in the right direction here.
Sure. What we're looking for, we had secured a loan like this through Swift Capital a couple months ago, four, five, 6 months ago. They gave us, I think it was a principal balance of 75, payback of like 90 over a year. They're taking out about 1,800 a week, which, you know, we're doing, but we know we could do better. You know, traditional financing would be awesome, which of course is virtually impossible. You know, they make you run through all these hoops.
Sure.
We are undergoing a project. What we needed with Swift was about 150. But they gave us 75, and obviously, you know how these programs are. In 6 months, you know, everything's timely. We will be able to get, you know, remaining amounts. But what we would like to do is get funding that can pay off Swift and supply us what else, you know, what we need,
okay,
with favorable terms. You may be over 36 months, you know, something that's not as gouging every month.
Okay.
So ideally, you know, if we can get 150, that would be sweet. But again, I know this is all a numbers game, and, you know, our numbers are very strong and healthy. We gross about, I don't know what it was last year. Was it $1.4 million, $1.2 million? On average, 80, 90 a month is our sales. It's somewhat seasonal. We're a health club, but not seasonal like lawn care business.
Sure, sure.
You know, just busier in the winter months than we are in the summer months. We're probably 99% credit card sales, so that's another advantage that we have. Very little cash. And or checks, and I don't know. That's probably about it. Knowing how this works, I don't know if $150,000 is, you know, doable. Because even if you gave us 75 to pay off Swift, and now you're in a, you know, the primary position, still we're still looking to get that little extra, and we know that we can pretty much get it from Swift in like 3 months.
Sure.
You know, you know how it is. They come back and they offer you additional funding, but we know there could be something better out there. So
yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I've actually, this is kind of interesting for me that you're the second customer I've had in a row today that has something with Swift that we're trying to work with.
So, oh yeah. I mean,
yeah.
Yeah, I've got nothing bad to say against them. I mean, they are what they are. They do what they do.
Yeah.
But, you know, and I understand you have to build the relationship, and I'm sure they'll be able to do more. I mean, I tried to get an 18-month payback with them. But again, I mean, it's good in that it's getting paid back sooner, but it's also, you know...
Yeah, it's a heavier burden for the time being, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So,
okay.
So anyway, whatever questions you have for me, you have
okay.
To
yeah, that gives me... That paints a pretty nice picture for me, at least so I know what we're working with and what we want to shoot for. So a couple questions for you. As far as, you know, you have the 75 that you owe to Swift, and you're looking for extra capital on top of that. Can you give me an idea of how much extra capital and exactly what you're looking to use it for?
Well, our project is about 150. You know, we're moving slow with it. We're redoing because we're a health club. We have 5,000 square feet of, which I would classify general rough warehouse type space.
Okay.
And ideally, we'd like to get 150.
Okay.
I mean, or close. You know, even like 130 would be good. We know, again, in a couple months, Swift will be able to give us more. And then, you know, the longer we're with Swift, the more they'll give us. It's for improvements because this 5,000 square feet, we have 23,000 that's finished and 5,000 that we're making into like a basketball, volleyball, just the community. Yeah, there's actually going to be a powerlifting section in the back. That used to be a movie theater, so it kind of gives you an idea of the space.
Okay,
not open,
yeah.
25-foot ceilings, but for whatever reason, it just was never, it was stripped down from a movie theater, and it's just cinder block and a couple of those old-fashioned, like, detective lights swinging from the ceiling. And we use it for storage right now, but we want to keep it more useful. That can drive more revenue, because we've had some organizations come to us saying, youth organizations for basketball in the winter, things like that. So that's where it's going to come in. I mean, obviously, other kind of improvements we can do. We're thinking about redoing our bathrooms. They're a little dated. Anything that can really improve the property.
Okay. All right. Okay. So let me see here. Now,